to OSCE. In fact, it's Helsinki Final Act, you know, could be considered. I mean, OSCE could be considered as an organization already. I mean, if you are taking the decision in the reparations of a case, when it said that rights and duty of an entity such as the organization must depend upon its purposes and functions as specified or implied in its constituted documents and developed in practice. So I think this organization has acted, you know, for a certain period of time, and the reason for their establishment is for security, for security and cooperation. So they, I have to say that they intentionally avoid, you know, being an a legally binding instrument at the very beginning, because that could invoke a lot of countries for not cooperating in this organization. So I think this is something that has to be taken into account, because this is a practice of a very very prominent organization that's still operating today. So if we're going to exclude this, I think we need to reflect this somewhere in the commentary that these are not included in our work. But I, as I said, I probably need to go back to the substance of this again, that, you know, I have reserved my position that the definition that we are having now is a bit too narrow, and that would not include a lot of cases. But of course, I am of the minority view, but I think in the future, when we have exercised all this and we know what we are going to include in this work of us, we might need to be coming back to rethink of the scope. So in somehow, I think we need to reflect this in the commentary or the report. I think it's the commentary has to take account of this, because those with the organization that are not really established by a treaty, but by some instrument, which, you know, is doubtful whether it is a treaty or not, should be considered as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair, sorry.
Thank you very much, Madam Lakanatukula. Now I'm getting bluff. Mr. Jallo.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I'll be very brief to just assist the Special Rapporteur, who I believe invited some commentary on one aspect of the change, the options that he presented. I think the shorter formulation is better. I think it built on the proposal of Madam Okowa and I think Mr. Fokto. And then it's quite elegant, because in the form that follows, it's maybe